Well, today's gospel reading depicts a sailing trip across the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is the source of the Jordan River. It is also at the very northern epicenter of the Great Rift, which goes all the way down to the Dead Sea, across through the Red Sea, and all the way down to Lake Victoria in the middle of Africa. It's the biggest crack in the world. And a lot of it, part of it's filled by the ocean. I mentioned the Red Sea. And even though it's at the northern end of this, the Sea of Galilee is actually below sea level. If you dug a canal between the Galilee and the Mediterranean would pour into the Sea of Galilee. So no one's going to dig that canal. It's also very tropical. Bamboo grows all around that area. That's how warm and humid the Sea of Galilee is. And on the northern end of the lake is a mountain. It's part of the Golan Heights. And in the wintertime, there's snow on that mountain and a ski resort. So any place you can go skiing in the Middle East. Right there in northern Israel. But this causes a problem because you have this warm tropical body of water and air, and then you have this mountain. And from time to time, that cold air is going to slide down and hit that tropical air, and storms can come up very, very fast. I've actually witnessed this. When I was a seminarian studying in Israel, I was sitting on the Mount of Beatitudes on the North Shore, and I watched this little puffy cloud form and grow and grow and grow and turn dark, and there was lightning. And I looked. Now, it didn't cover the whole lake. It only covered a small cut. It's a very large lake. But where it was going over, you could see the water rolling up as the storm's going across. This is why the fishermen and the sailors preferred to sail across at night, because it's cooler at night, even in the tropics, so the heat differential reduced the number of storms. Remember how this passage begins. On that day, as evening drew on, they were waiting for nightfall to travel because it was safer. Unfortunately for them, a storm came up. And like I say, these can come up in a matter of minutes. A storm came up, and everyone was afraid. And they woke Jesus up, and they said, he says, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And then Jesus, of course, rebukes the sea and the wind, and everything is calm, and says to them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Why are you terrified? Why are you afraid? Do you not have faith?" This passage is very, very deep in the sense that it reminds us, unfortunately, that most people who have a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ really only concentrate on that belief when there's a storm coming. Now, it could be a literal storm, like you're in your basement, there's a tornado coming, and you're praying. But more often than not, a storm can come in the way that the doctor gives you a call and says, "We saw a mass on the x-ray we did. We need to take a biopsy." Or a storm could come about if you're called into the boss's office and saying, "Sales have been slow, so we have to cut back." Those are storms. Those are different kinds of storms, but those are still storms. And that's when we look to the Lord. That's when we shout to the Lord. That's when we're like the apostles saying, "Teacher, do you not care?" And they wake Jesus up. But Jesus was always there in the boat, wasn't he? He was with them on the land before, and he's going to be with them when they get off the boat. Just like Jesus is with every one of us now. He's there to call to when a storm hits your life, but he's there too when things are going well. And when things are going well, and when they're calm and they're peaceful, that's a great time to take some time out with the Lord. You know, like Jesus is sleeping is kind of like an image of people, you know, keeping the Lord apart, not thinking about him until, "Oh my God, I need him." We need him every day. Talk to him every day. Pray to him every day. Even if things are going great, talk to him about how great things are going. Maybe even give him a thank you. And when you're doing this, and you might just find that over time, if you call to the Lord when things are doing good, your faith deepens. And when those storms come, and they come for everybody, you won't be shouting in panic. You won't be afraid. You won't be terrified. You might be concerned, but you'll know that no matter what it is, the Lord Jesus is in my life. The Lord Jesus is with me. And whatever the world throws at me, I will persevere through it. I will grow stronger through it until I too arrive at the heavenly kingdom.